It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Investing in retail, it might not involve investing in companies such as Macy's or Nordstrom. It may involve RetailMeNot, Etsy, Grubhub, and eBay. Here to tell us more, Christian Magoon. He is the Chief Executive Officer and the founder of Amplify Investments. He joins us from Wheaton, Illinois. Christian, thanks very much for being with me.
Great to be back, Pim. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Amplify iBuy, I-B-U-Y, ETF, and how it differs from a more traditional ETF that focuses on retail, such as the XRT. That's the S&P retail ETF.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen in the headlines that traditional retailers are really feeling the pain, whether we're talking about Macy's or Target, two recent examples. Consumers are changing their preferences, and they're going less and less to brick-and-mortar stores and more on to online stores. And our online retail ETF, ticker iBuy, focuses on companies, retailers, that have 70% or more of their revenue coming from online sales. And this is the area that's growing in retail. Retail is kind of a hated sector, but that's because most people think of these traditional brick-and-mortar companies. What's actually doing very well or quite well in the retail space and having positive performance are online retailers. And that's really where this ETF sets itself apart. It's about 80% different in terms of its portfolio makeup than a traditional retail ETF, for example. So we really think that the opportunity going forward and even today is in online retail companies. And this ETF offers a one-stop way of accessing companies around the world that have that revenue source.
Christian, are you using the term retail in its broadest sense? Because the largest holding, for example, in recent filing is RetailMeNot, followed by Etsy and then Grubhub, which is an online food ordering site. eBay, which offers not their own products, but products from third-party vendors. So is retail now just a completely different description? Because you got Netflix in there as well.
Yes. So we categorize online retail into really three areas. Traditional retailers, so companies like a Blue Nile or a Land's End or an Overstock or a Wayfair, companies that are selling traditional goods and services via online channels and that have 70% or more of their revenue from online sales. So that's the largest percentage of the funds weighting, about 59% as of the end of June. And then the two other areas are marketplace companies within retail. So when you think of marketplace, you think of Grubhub, Etsy, Alibaba, Mercado Libre. And then the other last area is the smallest portion of the portfolio, travel companies. So the Pricelines of the world, TripAdvisor. It's where are people doing their kind of buying and selling in the retail space. And we've broadened it out, so to speak, to include some of these subsectors within retail that are really focused on driving sales and revenue through the online model. The online model just seems to offer better pricing, more selection, and convenience, and it seems to be trumping kind of traditional brick-and-mortar retail, both in terms of consumer preference, in terms of its growth, but also in terms of the stock performance of these kind of unique businesses.
Well, just to give the return so far in the month, up 7%, the three-month return up a little bit more. Up a little bit more than 15%. When did this start trading?
Yeah, so
in April?
April 20th, the Amplify Online Retail ETF, ticker iBuy, launched on the NASDAQ as an exchange-traded fund. It's an index-based exchange-traded fund. And, you know, it's had some, you know, significant performance. It's gained a little bit more than 8% since it's launched. That compares to, for example, the largest traditional retail ETF in the marketplace, the SPDR Retail ETF, ticker XRT, which during that same time period has gained about 81 basis points or about 1%. So there's about 800 basis points outperformance we're seeing from these online retail companies. And we really think it's the hidden gem in this unloved sector of retail.
Now, you also in your past, I think it was in 2006, you started Claymore ETFs, correct? Which was
sold to
Guggenheim.
That's right. So, I started the ETF product line at Claymore, which is now owned by Guggenheim Investments, and launched about 60 ETFs, many of them first to market that we've talked about over time. And, you know, we've been involved in the first cybersecurity ETF that launched several years ago, the first solar ETF, a variety of different kind of first to markets. And that's really our mission here at Amplify is to
okay, Krista, I just gotta jump in because we don't have a lot of time. I just want your quick thoughts here. Isn't it also a big challenge for you to get some volume on this ETF? I mean, you're trading like 1,000 shares.
Right.
Volume on platforms, that's the biggest challenge, isn't it? Give me about 10
seconds.
That's
right, especially during summer. The volume is a tough thing, but we think the performance will start to attract that volume. We're really excited about what the fall is going to lead to because it's a great season for retail, and we think online retail will have an accelerated fall as well.
We got to leave it there. Thanks very much, Christian Magoon. He is the chief executive and the founder of Amplify Investments. They're based in Wheaton, Illinois. This is Bloomberg.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.